Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
From the Stifel Financial Sports Studio, here is Tom Ackerman.
Welcome back to the show. We'll be joined by Josh Schertz, the head coach of the Billikens, at 10:30. We'll talk some Blues at 10:45, NFL picks 11:05, 11:15, Tony Schumacher, NHRA driver. John Mozeliak, his final appearance on Sports on a Sunday morning at 11:30, Bernie Miklas at 11:45. Right now, we're diving into college football, and it was some day yesterday. And the college football scene, let's start with Illinois with a tremendous amount of weight on his shoulders, needing to win a game at home and just get that feeling away of getting shellacked the weekend before at Indiana 63-10. And Illinois comes through. They end up opening up a 24-10 lead on none other than USC. The Trojans come in to Champaign for an 11 a.m. kickoff, and Fox has their big show there. Everybody's hyping up the game. It's a matchup of number 23 Illinois and number 21 Southern Cal. Illinois, as I mentioned, has that lead of 24-10, but the Trojans score a touchdown in the third quarter. They end up taking the lead in the fourth quarter, but to Luke Altmaier's credit, after fumbling the ball, not Altmaier, but Illinois fumbled the ball into the end zone that led to that USC game leading score, Illinois comes back, drives down the field, and wins the ball game on a 41-yard field goal as time expires. 34-32, Illinois beats USC. That is a big win for Brett Bielema, just to relax, take a breath, and understand that there's a lot of football left to go. Now they have to go to Purdue, and then they have Ohio State coming on October 11th. October 11th is going to be a huge day for a lot of people. We'll get to it. Let's go to the next one. That's Missouri winning 42-6 over UMass. That was an expected easy win for them. They pulled away and won this game handily, 42-6. Big thing there is getting out of that healthy. The other thing is people are starting to buzz about Missouri as a possible college football playoff team coming out of the SEC, but they won't be taken seriously until after this Alabama game. Alabama looks like the real deal. They went into Georgia, and they won a huge game yesterday, 24-21 in Athens. Kirby Smart is 1-7, 1-7 against Alabama. How? I have no idea. And Kalen DeBoer? He's 7-1 against top 10 teams, by the way. Let's not forget that. But a terrific, terrific job by Alabama going in and winning a big game. And now that game at Missouri is a monster for Mizzou. If they can pull that off on October 11th, an 11 a.m. kick at Faurot Field, they will be in a very good position. If not, SEC pundits probably won't take them seriously. Say that once again, they're back as being a middle-of-the-pack SEC team. But if they can knock off Alabama, hand them their second loss, now you're talking. But Missouri's really good. They're 5-0, and they shouldn't worry about any of that. Block the noise out, just continue to do what they do, and build a great program. Top 25 college football, the number one game of the day was definitely in Happy Valley. Penn State was down by 2 touchdowns, came back, and rallied against Oregon, the number 6 team in the nation. But once again, James Franklin and the number 3 Penn State Nittany Lions fall short against a top 10 team. They fall by a final of 30-24 in double overtime. Franklin has a 4-21 record against top 10 teams, and that's what hangs on him, even though he's built a great program. I'm already hearing people calling into national radio shows saying, when are they going to replace James Franklin? What are you kidding me? I mean, the guy's got the number three team in the country. They're a nationally semifinalist last year. They just lost to Oregon, who never loses in the regular season. So let's all just calm down and let the season play out. Oregon beat Penn State 30-24. More so, it's a great win for Oregon. Great win for Oregon. They're now undefeated. They await Indiana. Indiana won at Iowa 20-15. They're undefeated. Both of them have a week off next week, October 11th, Indiana at Oregon. In the SEC, Ole Miss beat LSU 24-19. Fourth-ranked Tigers take their first loss. Ole Miss is going to move well into the top 10 after that. And the SEC is just wild right now with LSU and Georgia both losing yesterday. In fact, numbers 3, 4, and 5 in the country all lost. The number 2 team, Miami, had the weekend off. Number 1, Ohio State, used defense to beat Washington 24-6. A couple of teams to watch out for now. Watch out for Iowa State. No one's talking about them. They're undefeated. They're ranked 14th in the country. They win 39-14. Iowa State goes to Cincinnati and then Colorado, two big road wins that they could try to pick up before they come back home and wrap up October against BYU. But Iowa State's looking pretty good. And the other team is Notre Dame. Everyone probably wrote them off. They were 0-2. Now they're 2-2, and I mean they absolutely annihilated. Absolutely annihilated Arkansas in Arkansas 56-13. If they run the table, they'll be considered a college football playoff team. But not until then, I don't think. Some other teams that won, Texas A&M and Vanderbilt out of the SEC. Tennessee won at Mississippi State. It's a really nice win for them. The aforementioned BYU team won at Colorado. So top 25, ACC getting some attention with Georgia Tech clipping Wake Forest in overtime 30-29. It's been a crazy year already in college football. Locally also, Lindenwood went into Oxford, Ohio, lost to the Red Hawks by a final of 38-0. Joining us for a few minutes to recap that is the head coach of the Lindenwood Lions, Jed Stugart.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Coach, it's always great to have you on KMOX. Sorry under the circumstances. I know that was a tough one to take, I'm sure, to go on the road and fall to Miami of Ohio.
Hey, Tom. Good to be on with you. Yeah, just, you know, we knew we kind of had a tough task going in there and actually was really pleased with a lot of things in our game, just taking on an FBS opponent. And we knew we were going into play a tough football team and very stingy defense. I got to give Coach Martin a lot of credit. Their defense is very, very good. We kind of knew that going into it. And we had a lot of chances. We basically, went to halftime. They blocked a punt on us. But as far as offense defense goes, you know, we were really 10-0 at half if you take away the blocked punt. And so we were sitting in a pretty good position, but we just couldn't. Just couldn't get any first downs. That's what you got to do and keep your defense off the field. But as far as efforts go, in about 2.5 quarters, I just felt like I saw a team that competed and can be really good if we just but we got to take. You just can't make those kind of mistakes and you can't not get first downs against an opponent like that.
But, yeah,
lot to learn from, and we're excited because we start conference play and it's been, it's been a journey here this first 4 weeks. There's no doubt.
I'm sure. I mean, you lost your first two games, but that Appalachian State game was a really tough one, a great one, but a tough loss. And then you win back-to-back games, including the home game against Stony Brook. And then Miami of Ohio, obviously frustrated after a dropped snap. Then they end up losing to a good UNLV team when they had them by the throat and just could not beat them. And then, of course, they take it out on Saturday. But, again, you're competing and getting at this D1 level and getting after it. Building a program is the goal here. Tennessee Martin is the game for you this coming Saturday, a 1 o'clock kick. What can we expect there at Hunter Stadium?
Well, I'll tell you what, they had a great win yesterday against SEMO, and our history against UT Martin is our first year. It's basically coming into the OVC. They beat us there. In fact, I don't know, schedule-wise, we went to their place back-to-back, so this will be the first time for them coming to Lindenwood, which we're excited about. Had a great battle last year. We lost in overtime last game of the year. Our guys battled hard and I think our guys are going to see, being conference, a conference game at home, first time UT Martin's been here. They're a really well coached team. They're a physical team. They've got great athletes and it's going to be a battle. And I think, I think it'll be an opportunity for us to look at our game yesterday, and we'll spend a lot of time Monday showing our guys that, the kind of two parts of the game. I mean, when we were, our defense really played hard. I think the points don't really show it. You kind of take away a special teams, block field goal for a touchdown and then of course late in the game, we're trying to use this as an opportunity to get some young guys in and get some experience and put them in those situations. But for the first half, if we play like we did in the first half of this game yesterday, I feel really good about it, but our guys just got to know it's going to be a battle and this is their opportunity. We're 1-0 in conference right now. So we're sitting in a good situation conference wise, and it'll be a great test.
I hear that. The score doesn't always tell the story. You're working to build depth and experience within your program. And now Tennessee Martin on Saturday, 1 o'clock kick. Looks like the weather's very favorable. Sunny and 80 is the forecast that I have for this Saturday. So, man, some perfect tailgating weather for the Lindenwood fans and for the St. Charles community. We love featuring our only D1 football program in St. Louis on KMOX as often as we can. Coach Stugart, good luck this Saturday against Tennessee Martin.
Thanks, Tom. Great being on with you this morning.
Great to be with you. It's 10:29. When we come back, we're going to be joined by the head coach of the St. Louis Billikens. Josh Schertz is along with us on KMOX. Then we talk Blues hockey, NFL, NHRA, Cardinals, and much more on Sports on a Sunday Morning on KMOX.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.